This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Medical researchers at UCLA and Stanford universities finds the chances of contracting or dying from COVID-19 are much lower than previously thought. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
A new study from medical scientists at UCLA and Stanford University finds the likelihood of contracting the coronavirus is much, much lower than previously thought. The study, published in late June, says the current probability of becoming infected, going to the hospital, or even death from COVID-19 is, quote, an extremely rare event. The study goes on to say that people are vastly overestimating their chances of getting sick and going to the hospital, especially here in the U.S. As part of the study, doctors reviewed public cases of infection in 100 of the largest counties across the nation. They found that an average person in an average county has a 1 in 3,836 chance of getting infected with the coronavirus, and that's without wearing a mask or doing any social distancing. Even the odds of being hospitalized are vanishingly small, even for someone who's in the at-risk category. For an average person between 50 and 64 years old, the chances of getting the virus and needing hospitalization are 1 in 852,000. And for that same person who's at risk, the chances of dying from coronavirus are 1 in 19.1 million. And those figures were for the last week of May, when deaths from coronavirus were 16 times higher than they were last week. Doctors say they were shocked to find out how low the risk of coronavirus really was. It's worth mentioning that compared to the risk of dying from coronavirus, which again is 1 in 19 million, the risk from dying in a car crash is 1 in 114. These figures come after a revelation from the CDC itself that of all deaths attributed to the coronavirus, just 6% actually died from the virus itself. The other 94% had severe underlying medical conditions. Combined with this latest data, the case for keeping the country locked down falls apart and reveals the risk to the American public appears much lower than so-called experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci had claimed.
Surprise, surprise. Well, can't say I'm surprised. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I figured I'm going to talk a lot about this Wu Flu thing today and just give you the real numbers. I mean, holy cow, chances of contracting or dying from this much lower, much, much lower, extremely rare event, vastly overestimating in America the chances of getting sick or going to the hospital. They profiled 100 of the largest counties. This isn't being done to make this thing look good, you know, look bad or anything. This was done to say, look, let's really look into this thing and see what it is. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. That's what this is. KevinJacksonShow.com. 1 in 3,886 chance of infection, practicing none of the safeguards. In other words, you have a better chance of getting the bubonic plague. If you're 50 to 60, a 1 in 852,000 chance that you get the disease, and a 1 in 19.1 million that you die from it, and that's old news because now the data is even better for you. And we're running around wearing masks. I want to talk about this because the bigger picture around this, besides my class action lawsuit that we're going to have up here shortly, go to the Black Sphere. Send me a note at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I'm sorry, the KevinJacksonShow.com if you're interested at all. I'd love to get you to be a part of this. I'm meeting with my legal team in a couple of days, and we're going to flesh this stuff out because I don't want this to happen to anybody. I don't want this to ever be able to be done again because I know the impact that this has had on some of my friends who shut down businesses over nonsense. Haunts that we were visiting a friend of ours that had a restaurant. They survived in St. Louis. If you ever get a chance, you want the best Cajun food ever, go to Sister Cities in St. Louis. They showed us what they did. They had to add a complete patio in the back, and they managed to survive because of the deal they cut with their landlord and how they restructured the business, and they've hung on. But my buddy, Travis, he says, Kevin, talk about difficult to do. We jumped through hoops to make this happen. Now, you want to talk about a story. This is a friend of mine who 10 years ago left Louisiana, got on a bus with everything he owned in his suitcase, and he gets off that bus and does not have a place to stay. And you know what he was telling me? What we were celebrating with him when I was in St. Louis? The fact that he was about to purchase a building for $1 million. A guy that grew up, I'm going to clean it up. They call him a coon butt in Louisiana. Grew up fishing, crawfish fishing. I mean, this dude is Forrest Gump. He looks Hispanic, but he's a Cajun. He's a big old boy and can cook his butt off. And he, his dad is still there fishing. He will never leave Louisiana. Goes out on his shrimp boat. He fishes every single day. That's how he makes a living. He's got 80% of his family that would never leave that place in a million years. His mom lives in Arizona. And this guy, 10 years ago, gets off a bus with nothing to his name. He is couch hopping with friends, asking him, can they put him up for a few days until he gets on his feet? He told me the story. He says, Kev, I used to bike 55 minutes in two directions to a job that didn't pay me enough money to say grace over. But the reason why I did it, I committed to one of my friends who gave me the job. So he says, I didn't have a car. He goes, I got on a mountain bike. He says, I wasn't on a racer. And I went back and forth. And 10 years later, he meets his wife. I mean, not he met her prior to this, but he meets a woman. They decide they're going to do this business together. And 10 years later, this coon butt from Louisiana, this Cajun boy that did not have didn't have money to his name. And when I say he was broke, he was flat broke. He was an alcoholic. I'm telling you this story because it's the truth. Flat broke alcoholic running a successful restaurant in St. Louis and living the American dream. I love telling you these kind of stories. But anyway, I'm going to go back to this woo flu stuff because I want to focus a little bit on it today because we all believe the hype. Many people believe the hype. I didn't. And it's time that we stop believing the hype and we start really understanding how the game is being played, how people are being told they can't do stuff. And there are many successful stories like that of Travis. And we're going to focus on some of that today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you don't realize it, what the Wuflu virus was all about, allow me to break it down for you, because Michelle Obama actually tipped the game plan to everybody when she was doing an event not long ago. She did her podcast, and she explained to journalist Michelle Norris. She said that the coronavirus pandemic was actually an opportunity to think about how wealth is redistributed to lower income, quote, essential workers. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. See, I've been explaining that this underlying ruse around coronavirus, or Wu Flu as I call it, is nothing more than a yet again another ploy by the Democrats to take money from one and give it to the other. You think these riots, for example, are about, you know, black lives? It's insane. These riots are about making people who run businesses rethink. Okay, you know how many businesses have said, I don't think I'm going to reopen here. I'm going to forego my profits. Are they going to take them into black neighborhoods? No, but they stop that money from flowing. And if you can stop the money from flowing, you can slow down the economy. And that's what all this was about. But in slowing down the economy, I know it sounds weird what the Democrats then said is, okay, government, now you go give all this money to these lower income folks that we now have you know, created poverty, and that's our cycle. Nothing's created. They're just stealing from the people still willing to go out and work, and we're just going to give this money to somebody else. Welcome, folks, to the Kevin Jackson Show. Trying to break it down for you, trying to make it into bite-sized chunks you can understand. Here's what she goes on to say. Nora said this, the lady doing the interview. There's a kind of new COVID vocabulary, isn't there? There are also words that have always had some meaning, but to take on a different meaning now. The word hero, the word essential. She says, I think we will forever think about the word essential in a different way. And when we were told to stay home, they got up, got dressed, went out into the world, risking their lives to drive garbage trucks, to work in warehouses, to work in grocery stores, to work in hospitals, often doing invisible but yes, essential work. And I struggle with it because I'm not sure that we treat them like they're essential. That's what the lady talking to Michelle Obama said, as if we dismiss these people. We are these people. We're the people out there that have no advantages. We're not thinking about sending our kids to Harvard. We just want to get them out of school and into something productive. We're not the ones riding around in limos and private jets, living in gated communities, going to restaurants where the price of a cocktail would pay your cable bill. We're the ones making a living, just, you know, grinding it out day in and day out. Happy to do it. Happy to do it because you know what we found? We don't mind having a drink with our buddies at the local pub, having the occasional poker game, having a girls' night out, you know, where the girls get up, dolled up, and go do some dancing, or we go to dinner or go to a movie or something like that. We don't ask too much from life. We're not pretentious. We don't all want yachts or secondary homes in Colorado and Vail or anything like that. We just want normal stuff. And you know what? Democrats called us non-essential. They sent most of us home. And then they said, let the government take care of you. We'll redistribute this money that got created out of nothing because it was printed. Let's do an emergency thing to get this, to get the funding to our people. By the way, your own money. And we'll make it, instead of you going out and earning it, the government took care of you. And there are a lot of people who bought it. Now, the good news is they thanked Trump. They didn't thank the Democrats. And as I said, I have a problem with that philosophically, but it is what it is. Anyway, Obama took that. She says, and that's something we need to, that's the part of that reflection that we need to do, you know, with ourselves and as a community. And we have to think about that in terms of how wealth is distributed. How wealth is distributed. She calls what you produce wealth. It's not income. It's not earned income. She calls it wealth. Let me ask you this. Do you know the definition of wealthy? Let me just tell you, the definition of wealthy is when you have enough money to consistently pay your bills, whether you work or not. There are very few people who are wealthy. I'm saying while they go on vacation, they're jet skiing, they're on somebody's yacht, they're traipsing through Saint-Tropez, their bills are getting paid. I know some people who've done that through direct marketing, multi-level marketing. I know people that do it through businesses. There are people that start businesses. They got people running their businesses. And they can go out and fly their helicopters and their private jets, and money's going to come in. They aren't worried about it. The bills are getting paid. And then there's rich people. There are rich people out there. There are millions and millions of rich people in America who are broke. And when I say rich, they make a lot of money, but they spend it. And if they stop for a week doing whatever it is that they do to make money, they are losing money. They can't pay their bills. They live ghetto rich. There's another term for it, I'm going to tell you, but they live ghetto rich. And, you know, people feel like, oh, look at Carl. He's got that nice car. He wears nice suits. He's got a nice home. Look at his trophy wife and all that. And I look at Carl and go, dude, I see it. But anyway, there aren't that many wealthy people. But the government and the leftists say, we're going to take this wealth and we're going to redistribute it. Well, most of us are not wealthy. Most of us, I hate to say this, the majority of Americans could not go a month without their income. They couldn't do it. And then there's a small fraction of the non-elites that can go 6 months to a year, and they have the financial wherewithal to survive that. Proud to say I'm one of them. But most of us can't go a month without screaming like a stuck monkey, going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And so you, the person out there, you know, maybe you're in between and you've got a little money saved up in a 401k and all that, and you're getting by. And these people, Michelle Obama, they think you're wealthy. They say, you got to take care of these people. We're going to have government do it, and we're going to use this Chinese Wu flu virus to steal your money and reapportion it to somebody else. How sick is that? And don't even let me get you thinking about the number of people running around not taking care of their babies, defaulting on loans that they know they couldn't afford, running up credit card debt, things that they know they can't afford, taking vacations they know they can't afford. Look, I don't know how you run your business, but I don't look at taxpayers and go, man, I know I'm broke, but I'm still going to take this vacation that I want to take. I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to make somebody else pay for it when I default on my loan or whatever. I don't know how you are. I think I do, because you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. And you don't want to get something for nothing. I would not take a vacation. I would not eat. I would not buy the home I want or whatever if it meant that I wasn't stealing this money from somebody else. I wouldn't do it. It's not in my conscience. It's not in my DNA to do it. But the other side, they'll do it in a minute. How pathetic is that? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still working on a new coronavirus relief package. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the president is willing to negotiate.
Well, he was certainly willing to embrace the $1.5 trillion number that was put out in the last day or so. It really depends on what the priorities are.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. President Trump says they're working very hard to help those impacted by Hurricane Sally.
It looks like it's going to be
mostly safe, but just follow the instructions of all of your local and federal people.
The storm dumping up to 20 inches of rain in parts of the panhandle of Florida and Alabama. The storm moving up the East Coast as it's now raining in the Carolinas. At least one person is dead from the storm, and hundreds of thousands are still without power. This is USA Radio News. Taking a look at the 2020 campaign, President Trump will be delivering a speech at the White House Conference on American History. The president will then travel to Mosinee, Wisconsin, which is about 2.5 hours north of Madison. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Joe Biden will host a virtual fundraiser. Smoke from fires in California has made its way east, but folks were a little surprised when it ended up across the pond. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Major news networks never will give you the good news. And the good news is that in spite of this crazed attack on our economy, with these guys trying to really bring us down, quite frankly, bring Trump down, bring America down, bring you down, knock you off your high horse, you managed to do some really good stuff. You managed to make this economy go. It hummed. You want to know why it hummed? Because conservatives, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, .com. You continued working. You continued believing in the American dream, and you believe it now more than ever. Certainly more than you have in modern time, in more recent times, I should say, because you believed it as a kid growing up. You never believed that there was nothing you couldn't accomplish. Now you have to be concerned. You're wondering, you know, is it safe out there? Well, it is, folks. It is safe out there. But the major news networks don't want you to hear about how good it is. They make it a habit to censor news about the economy and the stock market if it has the slightest chance of making Donald Trump look good. They don't want to tell you. Now, they think they're hiding it from you, but they're not hiding it. You want to know why? Every time somebody gets that paycheck that has a little bit more money, some people, just the fact that they're now getting that paycheck, they credit Trump. The fact that it grew, they credit Trump. The fact that they're still in their homes, they credit Trump. The fact that they cannot be evicted through the end of the year, they credit Trump. The fact that they have job mobility, they credit Trump. And I could go on. You think that people watching and playing the stock market, I do it. I do it every single day. Do you think that we don't know who to credit? They're out of their minds. The BBC noted that Trump's 2020 pitch is to bring back the economy and boost jobs. And this guy writes, it makes sense that then that ABC, CBS, and NBC would repeatedly censor coverage of the good news in the economy, in the stock market, etc. The MRC compiled 13 instances between June and September where none of these networks would bring it up. It says, whether you're somebody with a 401k or an IRA looking to see how the market performance is affecting your retirement, someone looking to see if it's the right time to buy or sell a house, someone who's simply concerned about the state of the economy, the big three have kept their viewers in the dark if the news doesn't fit their anti-Trump narrative. So here's July 1st. Upward revision in May jobs numbers. 5.825 million higher than the original estimate. I want you to think about that. 5.83% higher. And it goes on. It says, along with the news July 1st, that private payroll rose by 2.369 million in June, a bit below the 2.5 million estimate from economists surveyed by Dow Jones, ADP Research Institute, and Moody's Analytics dropped an eye-popping new employment report. According to CNBC's summary of the report, May's number saw a stunning revision, going from the initial report of 2.76 million, a loss rather, of 2.76 million to a gain of 3.065 million. Not a word. They said, not even people returning to work at a rate that smashed above original estimates was enough for the big three networks to cover this fairly. They ignored the story. Here's the next one. August 18, 2020, S&P record broke a record to erase all the 2020 losses. NASDAQ notched another record close. And they went on to give you the numbers. And there's no sense in boring you with the numbers except to tell you that two major markets, market indices, S&P and NASDAQ, set records, pre-COVID records, already records established by Donald Trump. Not a word. Unbelievable. He said, instead of covering this positive market news, ABC, all of them, chose to do a political PR for the Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's wife, Jill, boosting her image. How's that working out for him? You think the image is boosted? Jill, the fake Dr. Biden? NASDAQ closed over 11,000 for the first time in history on August the 6th of 2020. 1,000 points after it closed above 10,000 for the first time in its history. No coverage by the big three. Unbelievable milestone. And you know why they just blast right through this stuff? Because it's become the norm for Donald Trump. Instead, they found room on August 6th to report the expressed outrage at Trump for seizing on Biden's latest racial gaffe, where what he said is, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. And Donald Trump, quote, seized on that. And they decided that was a negative thing. Oh, we can't be talking about that. Donald Trump seizing on. Let's blast him for doing that. But let's forget about the idea that the NASDAQ closed at a record high. Something that impacts everybody. But and let's blame Donald Trump for trying to take advantage of Joe Biden's abject racism. I just want you to understand how things work. August 24, 2020. S&P closed over 3,400 for the first time in history. Nobody covered that historic close. You want to know why? Because it happens so often. They don't have to care. We know Donald Trump is going to bring nothing but great economic news. June 30th, 2020, U.S. stocks had its best quarter in 20 plus years despite the virus spike. Here's what they wrote. The end of June, in the face of a coronavirus case surge, U.S. stocks wrapped up their best quarter in 20 years. You want to know why there was crickets? Because in the time of this fake pandemic, you know what the American public was caught up on? Their money. The economy. If we're so afraid of dying, we sure seem to want to hang on to our money. Because if we're all going to die, what do we need this money for? Just telling you. Here's another one that didn't get covered. July 22nd of 2020, existing home sales had their highest monthly gain on record. Sales of previously owned homes rose 20.7% in June over the prior month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.72 million. The biggest monthly increase on record going back to 1968. I don't know how to explain this any better, except to say to you that if the media were to tell the people how well of a job Donald Trump is doing, how this economy is performing, and for the record, don't anticipate any negative news. Let me tell you why. Sadly, it's because we poured so much fake money into the economy. COVID, wool flu, put trillions of dollars that didn't need to be in this economy. Don't misunderstand me. If you're going to fake the pandemic and you're going to lay people off, you do need to give them some of their money back. But we never had to do it. That's the problem. But we did it anyway. because the Democrats wanted to show Donald Trump. And in a strange sort of way, they blew it because they pumped so much new money into the economy, it's starting to work. Now, I'm not going to be one of these guys to tell you I like it. I told you before, I don't like that we added trillions of dollars over nonsense. We got a PPP loan because I needed to protect my employees and make sure we were going to survive. But I'll be honest, I don't know. I mean, I know for a fact we would have survived without it, but you'd be crazy not to get it. Does that make sense? Now, what do? You got to put that money to work. You got to make sure that you get out of it something good so that it's not just sitting around. And, of course, that's what we're going to do. But I'm just saying, that's the kind of stuff that you got to do. Because you got to jump on stuff. And I don't like that the president did it, but I understand why he did it. Let's move on. August 25th, new home sales leaped at their highest level since December of 2006. That's much of the same, so I'm not going to do that. July 13, 2020, home builders had the strongest June sales since 2005. So we covered that a little bit in the same thing. Again, NASDAQ hitting record levels. We talked about that. It did it again. Let's see. June 17, 2020, investment banks had their best quarter in modern history. This is a good one. For investors, seeing how your shares in investment banks are performing in a pandemic-stricken economy is crucial. But don't look to the big three to tell you what's going on. So Bloomberg reported Wall Street's five business investment banks disclosed $45 billion in revenue from trading and deal-making units, marking those businesses' best quarter in modern history. $45 billion in revenues. Remarkable. But not enough for any of them to get any news coverage on TV stations. Here's a last one I can do before we run out of time. August 26, U.S. durable goods sales destroyed expectations in July. Sale of durable goods spiked. They said blowing past an expectation of with an 11.2% gain. And they said upwardly revised from the 7.7% gain. If you're wondering if Trump can get reelected, I'm just giving you the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys may not be aware of this, but Africa has almost no Wu flu cases. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Do you remember when Kamala Harris and others were talking about how this disease was disproportionately selecting black folks? Yep. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Disproportionately selecting black people. They were saying that this disease, selects people of color because of our circumstances. We have underlying medical conditions that has been set up by institutional racism. Again, America, let me demoralize you by telling you the situation black folks are in, and you white people put us here. Look at you injecting fat into our veins with your fast food. Yeah. You're making us eat your junk food. We don't have any, what they call them, food pantries, but they have these, where people can go and pick fresh vegetables inside of parks. There's a name for it. I can't remember what it is, but see, all that's available to white folks. They get to go to the farmer's market in their areas and they buy fresh vegetables. They ain't buying canned stuff that, for a kid, for a black kid growing up, poor little black babies growing up, they have to go to the bodega and they get chips and a 7-Up or a Mountain Dew. That's their dinner. Or they go to fast food. They're running up to Mickey D's and getting a Big Mac, and that's their dinner. A Big Mac and some fries and a Coke. That's their dinner. And you, white people in America, shame on you. Shame on you for not allowing Whole Foods to be, that's right, they don't want Whole Foods in black neighborhoods because, as Spike Lee said, it gentrifies the neighborhood. It causes the value of property to go up in those neighborhoods, thus forcing the black folks out and letting white folks come in and buy up the land and make it into something pretty. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Am I making fun of this? Yes, I am, because I'm just trying to tell you, you got people running around during this whole woo-foo, plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, because it was not for real. And they were telling you that black people were dying. Why? Because our heart, we have so rampant heart disease in the black community. Let me ask you this, white people. Do you blame yourself because some fat black person doesn't want to get off his butt from eating, you know, chitlins or whatever he's eating, pork rinds all day? And it's your fault? Do you want to take blame for that? Oh, you can go ahead and say it. You can go ahead and look, you don't have to feel guilty. This is a safe space for you, white people. Oh, my gosh. So, look, I had a cousin, Nita. She's overweight. She's got heart disease, diabetes, and something else, high blood pressure. And she got the Chinese Wu flu, and she survived. So, you know, people are dying from the disease. I'm not telling you that they're not. Some it may even be directly from it. But most of the people, if my cousin had died during that time, it wouldn't have been from that. I mean, let's face it, she's a ticking time bomb right now. Everybody in the family knows it. If she had died, we would have been like, well, I mean, something was going to get her. Something's going to get us all. So this idea that it's targeting us is ridiculous, but I'm telling you, they racialized this. They wanted this disease to be a divider. And they wanted white folks to feel guilty that black people in America were dying. Let me tell you, why am I talking about this? Because, as I said earlier, Africa has almost no Wu flu cases. You want to know why? Because Africa's got to work. They're carrying, you know, stuff on their heads and baskets 5 miles to the village. They care going to get their water. They got to go out and do things that, I mean, Kenyans, these young Kenyan kids, don't think that the Kenyans are good runners by accident. These kids are running to school every day. Or they're running in order to get out of their situations. They hope they become the next athlete. Or they're doing the things that blacks used to do here when we were the healthiest people on the friggin' planet. Because we were slaves. Doing work nobody wanted to do, but we were forced to do. And it built up the strongest people on the planet, man. We were amazing. We could survive disease. In fact, here's the funny thing. Back in the day when white folks would die from malaria, black people would see a mosquito and flick it off and be like, get out of here. Go get a white person over there, mosquito. You ain't going to do nothing to me. I'm sure it got around to the mosquito. They were like, man, shoot. If the skin is dark, don't even bother. The blood ain't no good. Go get one of them white people. Because white folks were dying like crazy. But you know why we survived? Because we were hardy. Black folks are hardy. White people listening to this program, you're not mad. You're not like, kid, you're trying to make black people all special and stuff. No, I'm not. It's a fact. We were not dying from diseases that were killing other pilgrims because we were so hardy. Let me put it to you this way. Have you ever heard somebody say, the reason why so-and-so survived was he was in such good shape? Yeah! I've heard that said of white folks, too. We're not the only ones who this can happen for. Back to this, these numbers. The novel coronavirus has infected more than 26.35 million people, with just four countries accounting for over 15 million cases. U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia. Same four that have been at the top for months. The U.S. surprised the world when it rose to the top spot. It surprised the world. How did we rise to the top spot? Fake test. Fake test. Since then, no other country has surpassed America in cases. Yeah, fake numbers. You want to know why no other country surpasses us? Because they're, number one, they're not testing. And number two, they're not lying. But they go on to say this. But scientists who are studying the pandemic have also identified another surprise. Some expected the African continent to be affected most heavily by the virus. Now, that's just racist. That's totally racist. They expected Africa to be more, to be the heartbeat of this virus. Unbelievable. He said, but that wasn't the case. South Africa stands out when it comes to the number of total cases, with nearly 631,000 infections. But fewer than 15,000 people have died of COVID-19. These figures are puzzling scientists looking to understand how the virus behaves and how it can be beaten. Well, it ain't puzzling to me. Not puzzling at all. There's no incentive for them to report fake deaths. So, 631,000 infections, 15,000 people died. Do the math. I don't know. What is it? 2%? Yeah. There's a hypothesis that poverty should have a significant impact on the spread of the virus, but it doesn't stand up when it comes to the entire African continent. I'm reading this. It says developing countries like Brazil and India showed that the virus couldn't be contained once it reached densely populated but poor neighborhoods. Experts expected the same thing to happen in Africa. Racist, but it didn't. If anything, Africa's doing better than any other continent when it comes to cases and casualties. And they said, as BBC explains, even if those numbers are significantly underreported, Africa still has it much better than other countries right now. And they said this, I thought we were headed towards a disaster, a complete meltdown, Professor Shabir Madi said on BBC. The UK's top virologist echoed what others must have thought about at the African coronavirus outbreak. But South Africa's death rate is almost seven times lower than in the UK. Salim Abdul Karim, the head of the country's COVID-19 response team, told the BBC that most African countries don't have a peak, which is surprising. I don't understand why. I'm completely at sea, he added, particularly because I'm looking at Americans, black folks, who are supposedly dying on the vine, and Africans are surviving. How is that even possible? Well, maybe, he didn't say the part about America, but I did. Maybe it's because of the hype. He explained factors like population density would be a critical factor that would favor the rapid spread of the disease inside the African continent. Crowded and poverty-stricken areas make social distancing all but impossible, but that increases the risk of it spreading. And yet, it isn't spreading. It's like me asking the question, where are these people that have died on the street? All these poverty-stricken LAans, you know, Los Angeles, the poor who are in every major metropolitan area. Why are we picking up body after body over COVID-19? And Africa is a perfect example of where everybody thought something different was going to happen and it hasn't happened. Less than 2%, 700% less than that of Britain. Isn't that what they said? Seven times lower than that in the UK. Maybe these civilized countries could take a lesson from Africa.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.